Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gene Freeze. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting 8th. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Houser reaches second base with a double. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up towards third. Freeze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Houser moves to third. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss takes first base on ball four. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weiss moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weiss scores. Buford moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. Agee moves to third. Romano moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is walked intentionally. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Agee scores. Romano scores. Freeze moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Tom Kelly now pitching. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro takes first base on ball four. Freeze moves to third. Cater moves to second. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-0 in the game. with a walk. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Fries scores. Cater moves to third. Pizarro moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Romano moves to second. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fries is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fries strikes out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cater is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fries fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fries fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw pinch runs for Bill Skowron. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pizarro bunts towards the mound. Kelly fields it and throws to first for the out. McCraw moves to second. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Weiss hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Crandall picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Crandall. McCraw scores. Weiss moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon takes first base on ball 4. Wagner moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. Wagner moves to third. Salmon moves to second. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Freeze hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Tom Kelly. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hauser hits a fly ball towards center. Agee catches it and throws to first to double up Crandall. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alvis moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball towards right field. Robinson makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Alvis scores. Wagner moves to second. One out. It's 6-1, White Sox. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Salmon strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, White Sox. Bob Locker now pitching. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Agee hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims pinch hits for Dale Crandall. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is hit by the pitch. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Don McMahon. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hauser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Duke Sims now catching. Fred Whitfield now playing first base. Steve Hargan now pitching. Chico Salmon now playing third base. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salmon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Freese hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cater hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis, who is chasing the ball. Cater reaches third base with a triple. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cater scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing right field. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Salmon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Colavito moves to third. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Landis strikes out. The throw from Romano to pick off Salmon, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Locker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Weiss strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sims strikes out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.